Good day. I'm Anjui James Zoyes with JIS Midday News for Friday, January 19. Coming up, Emergency Powers Regulations 2018 to be tabled at next parliamentary sitting. Tourism stakeholders register full support for a state of public emergency in St. James and aesthetic improvement coming for Breezy Castle Corridor in Kingston. The news in detail after the break.
Parents, how do you think your children feel when they are beaten?
I feel so sad when my mother beats me.
It makes me feel so angry.
I feel embarrassed, and I feel like you just don't care.
It has been proven that coercive parenting is directly linked to the aggression your children are displaying in schools. The National Parenting Support Commission is imploring you, parents, rethink your actions. Stop beating your children.
A message from the National Parenting Support Commission in collaboration with Ministry of Education, Youth and Information for improved safety and security in schools.
Now the news. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the Emergency Powers Regulations 2018 will be tabled in Parliament at its next sitting in accordance with the Emergency Powers Act. The Emergency Powers Act refers to the existence of a state of public emergency and empowers the Governor General to make regulations during such a period.
The Constitution provides that a period of public emergency can be declared by a proclamation if the Governor General is satisfied that action has been taken or is immediately threatened by any person or body of persons of such a nature and on so extensive a scale as to be likely to endanger the public safety.
Mr. Chuck was speaking at a press briefing at Jamaica House on Thursday to announce the declaration of a state of public emergency in St. James. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says tourism stakeholders are in full support of the state of public emergency now in effect for the parish of St. James. Mr. Holness notes that industry stakeholders support the government's actions to restore public safety in the parish.
All members of the tourism fraternity would be prepared and can be assured that our security forces will act in a way that will be a credit to the destination. I think that the present state of global security would have a sense of awareness in travelers to be even expecting of greater security presence.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House on Thursday. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dara Vaz, has commended the principals of business process outsourcing BPO giant IBEX for setting up its regional headquarters in Kingston. The company has committed to employing some 5,000 agents over a three-year period and is on track to surpass this number.
I'm particularly happy that through this new space, IBEX has already employed 600 customer service agents. Indeed, it is my understanding that there are plans to add 1,200 more employees to the existing 2,000 who are based in your two locations in Portmore, and that the company may eventually increase its local employees to between 3,500 and 5,000 persons here in Jamaica alone.
Mr. Vaz was speaking at the grand opening of IBEX Caribbean and Central America headquarters on Ocean Boulevard in downtown Kingston. Jamaica's BPO industry employs 25,000 full-time workers. The government's goal is to double the number of jobs in the sector by 2020. And the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, has announced plans for aesthetic improvement works along the Breezy Castle Corridor in downtown Kingston. Speaking at the recently held Kingston and St. Andrew Municipal Corporation KSAMC flag-raising ceremony at the Breezy Castle Roundabout, UDC General Manager Dr. Graham says the project forms part of the redevelopment plans for downtown Kingston.
We are moving full steam ahead with downtown Kingston and restoring and improving its iconic status.
The UDC will outline more details on the plans during the course of the year. Other major areas of focus under the redevelopment plan include a multimodal transport hub, an ICT BPO center, the waterfront entertainment and hotels, a marina, a cruise ship pier, a multi-story parking garage, as well as office and apartment complexes. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.